Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And what a great day it is. A great day for the Irish, 34 million Americans who describe themselves as Irish American, including the President of the United States and the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. But what do they have to do to settle a basic conflict between them? There's an interesting suggestion about that that relates to St. Patrick's Day. Also related to St. Patrick's Day is the idea of reparations for the Irish. Now, this is not a joke. When the Irish people first came to this country in the 1840s because of what we don't call the potato famine anymore, it's not the potato famine because the potatoes didn't starve. People starved. The right way to refer to what happened where about a third of the population died and another third immigrated, most of them to the U.S. But what happened was that people starved to death. They were hungry. And, okay, so what about reparations for the Irish? That's a suggestion of Wilfred Riley. Yeah, it's an Irish last name. He's also identified as one of the leading African-American black scholars in the country. He will be joining us on the whole issue of reparations and why that issue, gift, if you will, to make up for past wrongs should not be limited to just people who experience slavery and segregation. It should go beyond that. We will be speaking to Dr. Wilfred Riley later in this show. We'll also be speaking to an expert, well, not the expert who wrote the book because he's no longer alive, and we don't do seances on the Michael Medved Show, but we'll be speaking with John West of the Discovery Institute about a new book about the impact of Darwinism, social Darwinism, on Africa and the development of Africa and the attempt to make up for years of Western exploitation, that and more. And, oh, yeah, today's a great day because a very bad guy has a warrant out for his arrest. And this is no joke. Vladimir Putin. Today, the International Criminal Court in The Hague says that it has issued an arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin. You can imagine him holed up in the Kremlin with his elite guard units. And what is going to happen with this? And what about the American people and some of our leaders who say that Russia's nothing to be afraid of, nothing wrong with that? Well, if you already have the leader of Russia under arrest by the International Court of Criminal Justice in The Hague, under arrest warrant, and it's basically for kidnapping children, yeah, really, by the thousands, this is a fairly serious matter, and we will get to it. And speaking of a serious matter, why is it that the U.S. leads all developed nations in maternal deaths of women in pregnancy or right after a baby is delivered, dying? Why is that so much more common here in the United States and so much more common than it used to be? We will get to that also on the Michael Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776. But first, there is this from House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. He issued a challenge to President Biden. Listen, this is clip 15.
For America, we know the stakes are high. That a clash is brewing, people say, between the president and I. Of what should we do? What would be the ramifications for the entire nation in the coming months? And I think you might be able to settle this for us. Which one of us is more Irish?
And actually, it's McCarthy has a more Irish name, clearly. But Joe Biden, and you can look it up, he has, of his 16 great-great-grandfathers, 10 of the 16 were born in Ireland. And there's a sprinkling of French in there. After all, his middle name is Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. But his mother's name was Finnegan, and his grandfather on his mother's side, who was a state senator from Pennsylvania, well, Finnegan, that's the more Irish side of Joe Biden. And it does seem to be one of the reasons I think people enjoy St. Patrick's Day. I mean, other than the obvious booze factor. And by the way, this is a fascinating thing that I just found out is the most famous campaign song in American history. It was Happy Days Are Here Again, which was kind of the official or unofficial anthem of the Democratic Party for about 50 years, starting with Franklin Roosevelt. And one of the reasons that the song fits so well, Happy Days Are Here Again, was because one of Roosevelt's campaign positions was to get rid of prohibition. Prohibition had been going on for, at that time that Roosevelt was running for president the first time, for 12 years, and people had enough. They wanted a drink, a legal drink, and not just on St. Patrick's Day, but that too. But Happy Days Are Here Again, Let's Sing a Song of Cheer Again. Actually, what people were singing part of the time in 1932 was Happy Days Are Here Again, Let's Sing a Song of Beer Again, because that could have been a powerful thirst, as someone could make. It may be that the Irish people in America are the last group in the country where it's okay to make fun of them, and you don't have consequences of people trying to expel you from the airwaves or to cancel you somehow. Listen to President Biden. Does he get away with this just because he's Irish? Listen to clip 17. This is today.
No, I'm the only Irishman you ever met, though, that's never had a drink, so I'm okay. I'm really not Irish.
Okay, and we have the Fighting Irish. I mean, can you imagine any other ethnic group that would accept the designation of Fighting Irish for one of the most beloved football teams? And then at the Oscars last Sunday, I listened to Jimmy Kimmel noting the Irish origins of many of the nominees for the acting awards. Listen.
Five Irish actors are nominated tonight, which means the odds of another fight on stage just went way up.
Okay, can you imagine if somebody had said these same things about black people, Jewish people? I mean, you know, they wouldn't be the Fighting Irish. It wouldn't be the Fighting Jews. It'd be the Arguing Jews. That might work. But seriously, it is one of those great holidays. Nobody thinks that celebrating St. Patrick's Day makes people less patriotic as Americans. And this goes back to the very first St. Patrick's Day parade, which was in the 1700s in New York City, late 1700s, where people were waving American flags. There was no real Irish flag at the time, just green banners. But people were also celebrating St. Patrick. When we come back, we will get to this question of the International Criminal Court, and it's basically issuing an arrest warrant for Vladimir Putin, and more about third parties, a threat of running on a third party ticket that has been issued already by President Trump. But now there's another organization, we've talked about them before, called No Labels, which are trying to set up ballot positions. They haven't even decided on who their candidates would be, but it would be a nonpartisan, bipartisan ticket in the middle between extreme Republicans and extreme Democrats. Really? Do we need that? We'll talk about that and more coming up here on The Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment. Okay.
just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to MichaelMedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Michael Medved Show on St. Patrick's Day. A little bit of music there from the great Irish band. That's Bono and the Edge. Sort of a homecoming. That's the title of a new movie premiering on Disney Plus tonight, which features the U2 musicians showing their friend David Letterman around their hometown of Dublin, Ireland. And there are very few cities I've ever visited that I enjoyed more than Dublin. And what people always say is they say, well, it's great to to visit Ireland because of the countryside, and then you visit England because of the cities. Actually, the cities in Ireland are fascinating and wonderful, and as Dublin certainly is. Mixed in with interviews David Letterman did with the two band members, we also hear them play some of their best-known songs in new reimagined ways. And, of course, there have been tons of famous Irish bands and musicians, U2 and Van Morrison and Sinead O'Connor and the Cranberries and the Pogues and the Chieftains, who I greatly enjoyed, and Rory Gallagher and more. It's somehow, when you talk about national character, the Irish national character is deeply endearing. Russian national character, well, not so much. And mazel tov to Vladimir Putin. He's just been honored with a new arrest warrant, which has been extended by the International Criminal Court for war crimes. Why? Because of his involvement in abductions of children, thousands of children from Ukraine. Yeah, I mean, that just gets you feeling so sunny and happy, the Russian national anthem. You can turn it up for a moment. In any event, I know that there are people out there who will want to defend Vladimir Putin, but this is the way the news carried the information about his arrest warrant. Listen, clip 16.
The International Criminal Court has issued two warrants of arrest in the Ukraine situation for Vladimir Putin, President of the Russian Federation, and for Maria Lvova-Belova, Commissioner of the Russian President for Children's Rights, for the alleged war crimes of deportation of children from Ukrainian-occupied territories into the Russian Federation. It is forbidden by international law for occupied powers to transfer civilians from the territory they live in to other territories. Children enjoy special protection under the Geneva Convention. The contents of the warrants are secret in order to protect victims. The ICC attaches great importance to the protection of victims, especially children.
Okay, this is that is Piotr Hovmansky, who is the ICC president. And he mentioned the name of the other person who had an arrest warrant. And her name is, which is fairly complicated, her name is Maria Alexeyevna, Alexeyevna Lvova-Belova. Lvova-Belova is, in any event, she has been in charge of these children's camps. The Russian Foreign Ministry responded to the arrest warrants with a statement saying, "The decisions of the International Criminal Court have no meaning for us, including from a legal point of view. Russia is not a party to the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court and bears no obligations under it." Lvova-Belova, accused of spearheading the program of transferring children, defended her conduct. What I want to say, firstly, it's great that the international community has appreciated the work to help the children of our country, that we don't leave them in the war zone. Okay, the difficulty is that what they reported, Nathaniel Raymond, at a briefing for the International Criminal Court, we have identified at least 43 facilities in this network of camps that are holding Ukrainian children or have held Ukrainian children. This network stretches from one end of Russia to the other. The primary purpose of the camps appears to be political re-education. In other words, learning to worship Vladimir Vladimirovich, the president of Russia. More statements from the ICC president.
This is an important moment in the process of justice before the ICC. The judges have reviewed the information and evidence submitted by the prosecutor and determined that there are credible allegations against these persons for the alleged crimes. The ICC is doing its part of work. As a court of law, the judges issued arrest warrants. Their execution depends on international cooperation.
I think they get international cooperation from a lot of countries, but I'm not expecting a particularly persuasive or enthusiastic defense on the part of Vladimir Putin. There's also this editorial today in the Wall Street Journal replying to Russia's drone provocation. And the Pentagon on Thursday released footage of a Russian fighter jet that harassed, dumped fuel on, and then collided this week with an American reconnaissance drone. The provocation warrants a U.S. response, and the right one is giving the Ukrainians the sophisticated and long-range weapons they need to defeat Vladimir Putin's military. Actually, we should follow the example of Poland. Poland just gave four fighter jets, they are modified MiGs, to Ukraine. And Poland has a lot less military to spare than we do. We don't have any to spare either. But the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, said yesterday that it wasn't clear whether the Russians intended to ram the MQ-9 drone's propeller. The U.S. was forced to bring down the drone in the Black Sea, but a collision was a risk that Russia accepted when its pilots dumped fuel in what the Pentagon calls an unprofessional intercept. General Milley noted that the very aggressive episode fits a pattern of behavior by the Russians. And then they say in the journal, Mr. Biden may prefer to let the moment pass and herald his own restraint, but he won't like the decisions he will be forced to make if Russia escalates and downs a plane manned by U.S. military pilots. Russia isn't the only adversary testing what the U.S. will tolerate. Beijing has been harassing American assets in the Pacific, with a Chinese fighter jet coming within 20 feet of a U.S. Air Force reconnaissance plane in December. If the world seems volatile now, it will be more so if America's enemies feel empowered to provoke the U.S. without fear of a response. And this also goes with a prominent source calls Governor DeSantis' first big mistake, coming up on the Medved Show.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Security preparations are underway in New York City for a possible indictment of former President Trump. News 4 New York reports law enforcement agencies are conducting preliminary security assessments for in and around Manhattan Criminal Court should Trump be charged with alleged hush money payments to porn star Stormy Daniels. Russia is dismissing an arrest warrant that was issued for President Vladimir Putin over the war in Ukraine. The International Criminal Court issued the warrant today, but a foreign ministry spokeswoman said the ICC decisions, quote, have no meaning for Russia. It will take about 3 months to clean things up after a toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, That's according to EPA Administrator Michael Regan. Just under 7 million gallons of liquid waste have been taken to various facilities following the derailment, which took place last month. Jerry Barmesh, USA News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
On the Michael Medved show, there's a story that, of course, St. Patrick's Day, and makes me think about one of the candidates who is running, who would be the first Italian-American president of the United States, which is Governor DeSantis, Ron DeSantis, and all eight of his grandparents. Again, it's his great-grandparents, that's eight, all were immigrants from Italy. So, leaving that aside for a moment, there is an editorial that appeared yesterday, actually, and I think it's a powerful editorial. It's about, under the heading of DeSantis' first big mistake, the Florida governor toys with Trumpian retreat on Ukraine. And the journal says, before he joins the campaign in earnest, Governor DeSantis may want to consider that the political risks on foreign policy aren't only from the Trumpian right. Abandoning Ukraine may cost him with GOP voters who think he is bending in fear of Mr. Trump. Mr. DeSantis has sounded more hawkish notes on Russia in the past, and the press will play up those as contradictions. This could become less a policy issue than a matter of character. What does Ron DeSantis really believe, anyway? I think that's a powerful point, and I think they're right. The politics of Ukraine may also shift as facts on the battlefield do. If Ukraine manages a victory, even as Republicans call for retreat, the GOP will have surrendered one of its core selling points as the party voters trust on national security. It would then be all the harder to marshal support and resources for a stronger U.S. military deterrent against China. And what if Russia swallows all or most of Ukraine? Mr. Putin will then set up shop closer to the Polish border and be even stronger as a malign force in Europe. The U.S. will be drawn deeper into the continent's problems, not free to focus on the threat posed by China, which in any event will conclude with the U.S. that the U.S. is weaker. Is that the world President DeSantis wants to inherit on January 20th, 2025? And then they are right, and what a powerful message this is. They write, Reagan is déclassé to some on the right, but China and Russia and Iran are combining forces to threaten the U.S. in a way not seen since the 1980s. Still relevant is Reagan's 1983 warning in his Evil Empire speech, quote, beware the temptation of pride, the impulse to blithely declare yourselves above it all, to test a giant misunderstanding and thereby remove yourself from the struggle, the eternal struggle, between right and wrong. The Gipper's peace through strength remains the benchmark for Republican success in world affairs. Let's hope there's still a lane for that kind of candidate in the GOP primary field, or the country and the world are in more trouble than we have imagined. So writes the Wall Street Journal. And look, it's one of those things where when you listen to what is going on, CNN senior international correspondent Will Ripley spoke about Xi Jinping's upcoming visit with Putin. Listen, this is clip 12.5.
If there were to be an influx of Chinese lethal weapons, as the United States suspects China is seriously considering, and it would make sense that when President Xi goes to meet with President Putin, neither the Kremlin nor the Beijing readout actually mention weaponry, that is a discussion that they could very likely have. And if China does decide to do that, in defiance of warnings from the United States and the West, it could be very bad for Ukraine, even with the influx of weapons that have been flowing from NATO and the United States. China's saying this is all about urging peace and that they have an objective and impartial position, Don. If they're so impartial, you know, they put out this 12-point peace plan. They didn't call Putin's war an invasion, and Xi has not even spoken by phone with Ukraine's president, even though he's now traveling to Moscow to meet with Putin. His first overseas trip, by the way, since he got this unprecedented third term.
He won in a squeaker election. I believe it was unanimous. No, seriously, in the Communist Party Central Committee in China, this for Xi's third term. Vitaly Klitschko, who is the mayor of Kyiv, former professional boxer and a very formidable one, he's in New York City for a global CEO summit, and he released today a video of himself walking the streets of New York and talking about the continued struggle of his people. Listen.
I'm in New York City for the Global CEO Summit. New York is amazing, and it's lighting up the world with its endless love for freedom. Freedom is not given. Freedom is a fight. In Ukraine, we're paying the blood price for it. And I want to thank you, Americans, for your incredible support against Russian invaders. Yes, the evil empire is trying to return to the world stage. It is deporting all children to use against our civilian population. A disgraceful, unhuman weapon that you know well here in New York and Boston. Terrorism. Do not underestimate its appetite and its propaganda. Today, it attacks American drones. But what's about tomorrow? Alaska? This is my appeal. Continue to support us against our common enemy and for our most cherished common good, freedom.
Good for him. And a strong collaborator for President Zelensky. And you compare the clarity of Vitaly Klitschko and this statement that circled the world and greatly reassured the Russians yesterday. Listen, 2.5.
Our foreign policy establishment keeps trying to pull the world into conflict with a nuclear-armed Russia based on the lie that Russia represents our greatest threat. But the greatest threat to Western civilization today is not Russia. It's probably, more than anything else, ourselves and some of the horrible USA-hating people that represent us.
Uh-huh. And those horrible USA-hating people who represent us. And he's not USA hating, however, when he says this. This is clip four from the former president.
Lately, there's a statement that's been out there all over the place. It's a quote from a lot of people. It said, Trump's been right about everything. And if you think about it, I really have. It's my honor to do it.
Okay. And then, just like it was his honor to win the election in 2020, this is, again, Trump Unleashed, clip six.
Them twice, did much better the second time, and they don't want to do it again. It will be a lot tougher for them to cheat and rig the election like they did in 2020. And that's why they're using their city, state, and federal prosecutors. They are using them like has never happened before in our country. Republicans in Congress are watching closely. The DOJ should stop. We have to get our country back. The DOJ, the FBI, the local prosecutors should all stop.
Should all stop what precisely? In other words, should it be because there is a political tinge to all this? This comes at a day when the New York Times features a piece where insiders with the Trump campaign, some of them who were named, say that they believe that all of the legal problems that President Trump is experiencing, all those problems are going to only serve to elect him and make him even stronger. It's kind of like a famous movie line, which Greg Tomlin found. We'll play it coming back from the Michael Medved Show. Does it work that way? And what about that third-party threat? We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. When acid is no longer tying up your immune system, you'll feel much better. Your energy will be dramatically increased, and you can sleep better, too. This usually happens in 3 days' time with Balance 7. Money-back guarantee. Give yourself the greatest gift of all, good health. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. All natural ingredients. Please try it and find out just how much better your body can really feel. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The Michael Medved Show, michaelmedved.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, Star Wars obviously is part of our national inheritance. And concerning the Trump campaign and its plan to win in jujitsu. What do I mean by jujitsu? That's where you use the other guy's strength against him. There's a piece today in the Times, and it says people involved in Mr. Trump's legal case have discussed bringing on a new lawyer to add to the existing team of Susan Netschulis, a Manhattan criminal defense lawyer, and Joe Tacopina, a New York lawyer with a brawler's attitude. Mr. Tacopina has been an aggressive defender of Mr. Trump on television. On Tuesday, on MSNBC, Mr. Tacopina made several points attacking the credibility of the key witness, Michael D. Cohen, Mr. Trump's former lawyer and fixer. But other comments he made left some of Mr. Trump's allies stunned by what he was articulating. Mr. Tacopina bluntly stated that there was a political benefit to Mr. Trump from an indictment. If they bring this case, he's talking about the prosecutors under Alvin Bragg in New York City. If they bring this case, I believe this will catapult him into the White House, Mr. Tacopina said of Mr. Trump on MSNBC. I believe it because this will show how they're weaponizing the justice system. In other words, the message?
If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
Oh, yeah, that could happen. Now, part of that power involves the possibility of playing the third party card, because this is one of those things that is too little noted when people look at what it was that allowed President Trump to win the first time in 2016 and caused him to lose the second time. The fact is, the first time, there were three times the percentage of votes for third parties in 2016 as opposed to 2020. In 2016, you had two former governors, a former governor of Massachusetts, William Weld, and the former governor of New Mexico, Johnson, who were running as the Libertarian candidates. And they did well, and the Green Party candidate did well. They got a total of 6% of the vote went to third-party candidates, and most of those votes came right out of Hillary Clinton's hide and helped to elect Donald Trump. There were fewer votes on a third party, and fewer votes meaning not 6%, but 2% total in 2020, in which the choice was much more clear. People could vote for Trump or they could vote against Trump, voting for Biden or against Biden. And people were less tempted to go over to a third party. William McGurn in the Wall Street Journal writes about Trump's threat of actually going third party if he doesn't win the nomination. And is that a serious threat? Is Trump serious about it? Well, you might remember, and McGurn has a very good recollection of what happened in 2016. The very first debate that he did, they asked the Republican candidates who were up there on stage for anyone to raise a hand who would not commit himself in advance to supporting whoever won the nomination. And Trump wouldn't. And he said because he wasn't sure that if the nomination would be given out fairly or whether it would be stolen or somehow cheated or somehow people behaved badly and unreliably and dishonestly. And that's been a position that he's taken throughout, and he's already setting up for 2024. At the first Republican presidential debate in 2015, writes Bill McGurn in the Journal, Bret Baier of Fox News opened by asking for a show of hands from candidates who wouldn't promise to support the GOP nominee. Only Donald Trump raised his hand. Mr. Baier pressed him, asking if he understood that an independent run would almost certainly deliver the race to the Democrat. I will not make the pledge at this time, Mr. Trump confirmed. That was a threat to the Republican Party then. It's a greater threat today, writes McGurn. And it speaks to the unique challenge faced by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in 2024. At this moment, Mr. DeSantis trails Mr. Trump 43% to 28% in the Real Clear Politics poll average. Not only does Mr. DeSantis have to beat Mr. Trump in the primaries, he has to do it in a way that won't provoke the former president into stalking off and running as a third-party candidate in the general election. Mr. Trump faces no such inhibition. He's already launched a few broadsides in the governor's direction and tried out some nicknames, although none have stuck. Mr. Trump remains the man to beat, but at the moment, Mr. DeSantis appears the Republican likeliest to beat him. The governor's record in Florida is impressive. He can also argue, and has, that unlike President Trump, he was reelected to a second term. Indeed, while the former president lost the popular vote in both 2016 and 2020, Governor DeSantis squeaked by in 2018 but was reelected last November by 19.4%, in the process flipping predominantly Latino Miami-Dade County. Even if Mr. DeSantis managed to win the nomination, Mr. Trump might still be able to frustrate his chances. Thin margins in some swing states clearly show that a shift of a few thousand votes in three or four states could mean a different president. The most dramatic example is Florida in 2000. Florida's official tally shows George W. Bush bested Al Gore by 537 votes out of almost 6 million cast. Ralph Nader, who ran as a Green Party candidate, got 97,488 votes. And then he comes to this, is that there are sore loser laws which might prevent Trump from getting on the ballot in certain states. In other words, there are laws in six states, including key states like Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. Those close states say that if you ran in a Republican primary and lost, you can't then run as an independent candidate and have your name on the ballot. Yeah, but you can still run as a write-in candidate. And you can still withhold your support of the Republican ticket. And in 2016, the question was, can Donald Trump be elected? In 2024, the question may be, will Donald Trump try to ensure that no Republican wins the White House if the party doesn't nominate him? Now, of course, he can put an end to all of that conversation if he wants to by saying, no, of course, I'm competing for the Republican nomination. I've done great things for the Republican Party, et cetera, et cetera. We've broadened the base. And, of course, I would support any of my opponents if they were to win the nomination. Now, chances are, I mean, Trump, as they reported in National Journal, has for over a month now been gaining steadily, opening up a much bigger margin between himself and DeSantis. So the other third-party question that has emerged as a very real one has to do with the movement known as No Labels, where they are raising a great deal of money, and they have already secured a position on the ballot in Arizona. Now, how again, they have a position on the ballot. They're having a convention in Dallas that will be about a year from now. And they plan to nominate a president and vice president. But their whole idea is we'll nominate one president who's a Republican or a Democrat and one candidate for vice president who is then the opposite party. The idea being that they claim, according to their argument, that both parties have become much too extreme. And that is dividing America and paralyzing our politics. Well, we will get to that because there's been a powerful broadside fired against No Labels, saying basically it's being supported right now by a lot of Trump supporters as a means of guaranteeing a Trump victory against Joe Biden, who they expect they'll be running against. So what's the real idea of No Labels and the real future of third parties and the American election? We will cover that. Also, a surprise in the world of dogs. Labrador Retrievers toppled, no longer the most popular dog in the country. So who's winning that particular race? We will get to that and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.